GOP legislative leaders formally introduced a nearly $12 billion budget plan yesterday, and committee hearings are scheduled in the House for later this morning. But the spending plan's future is uncertain, with a number of Senate Republicans saying they will not vote for it in its current form. With us now for an update is Ben Giles of the Arizona Capital Times. Hey, Ben.
Good morning.
So, where do we stand?
Well, we stand about where we stood on Monday when we were waiting to hear budget details, but also hearing that there were at least four Senate Republicans who aren't on board with this, and that means there aren't enough votes to pass it in that chamber. But meanwhile, the House is moving forward. I talked to Representative T.J. Shope, who claims that there are absolutely enough votes to pass the 10 budget bills in that chamber. So in about an hour at 10 a.m. this morning, they'll begin the first public hearing on that spending plan. That's the only time you, the public, if you want to head down to the Capitol, here's your chance to be heard and testify.
Now, let's talk a little more about the Senate. As you mentioned, there are a handful of Republicans who are not super thrilled with this. So where does that leave Senate President Karen Fann?
I presume twisting arms and trying to cajole people into changing their minds. Either that or the other option is to try and appeal to some Democrats. But that is not the normal operating procedure down at the Capitol when it comes budget time. The Democrats are frustrated by the process. They feel as though Fann was disingenuous in her overtures of trying to craft a bipartisan budget. It turned out to them what that meant is Democrats telling Karen Fann what they'd like to see in the budget and her giving them a few of those things without actually ever inviting them to negotiate on the actual bills. So Democrats, we'll see if they're united, the 13 of them in the Senate, to hold out against voting for this plan. And if they remain strong as a caucus, then she'll need to pick off at least three of these four Senate Republicans who have told us explicitly that they're a no on this plan as is.
Ben, do you think it's safe to assume that Senate Democrats will vote against the budget, essentially based on process, maybe, as opposed to what's actually in it?
You know, sometimes yes, but I've been here a long time and I've seen at least a handful of Democrats maybe vote for a bill or two. But usually that only happens once the deal is set in stone and Republicans have enough votes to pass it without them. I don't think I've seen a time when Democrat votes were necessary to approve a budget. So as long as there are still Republican holdouts, the Democratic strategy is probably going to remain strong as a 13-member block and hold out their votes as well.
And is there any reason to believe that any of the Republican holdouts are having, you know, their concerns addressed to a level that will get them on board?
Well, in some cases, there have already been olive branches extended. For example, Senator Michelle Yagenti-Rita has been adamant in her desire to repeal a $32 fee that's charged to Arizonans when they register their vehicles with the state. The budget deal that was struck by GOP leaders and Governor Doug Ducey does phase out that fee over a five-year period. She's not satisfied with that particular plan, but that's an example of some place where there might be some wiggle room. If you can phase it out a little bit more quickly, maybe you can convince Senator Yagenti-Rita to vote for that. So those are the type of changes that we'll be looking to see on those bills, although I would not expect those changes today. As the bills move through appropriations committee hearings in the House, as I mentioned this morning, perhaps in the Senate today, there likely won't be substantial amendments. Those changes will be done on the floors in each respective chamber, likely tomorrow if the deal moves forward. And what you'll be looking for in those budget amendments are the little asks, the concessions to make sure that you can get those Republican holdouts on board with the plan.
All right. That is Ben Giles of the Arizona Capital Times giving us an update on the Wednesday edition of the state budget at the Capitol. Ben, I'm sure we will talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Probably tomorrow. Thank you.